Hello, we would like to thank Dr. Judy Perkins for speaking with us at this time and sharing a little bit about her role in Women's National History Month as it relates to engineering at Prairie View A&M University. I am Seaborn Carter, an instructor in mechanical engineering here at Prairie View University. As we get started, please take a little time to share who you are and your role here at Prairie View A&M.
Thanks a lot for extending the invitation to be interviewed, as well as for the purpose of the interview. And that is paying honor to a number of women who have gone before me and certainly who will follow me in this life journey that we have to embark on. So within this interview, hopefully something comes out that will resonate with those that listen to it and help them along the way in some way, shape, or form. I'm a native of Louisiana, more specifically Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm the youngest of seven siblings, and I actually came from a family, a long line of entrepreneurs, teachers, ministers, and members of the family that served in the military. All of my secondary education, post-secondary education, have focused on civil engineering, some aspect of civil engineering. So the Bachelor of Science degree came from Southern University in Baton Rouge, and the master's degree was pursued and obtained at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. And then the terminal degree was obtained from Georgia Institute of Technology. And I think the last thing I'd like to share is that I am a retired Lieutenant Colonel from the military as well. United States Army.
Okay, very interesting. Well, that's a little bit about your background and influences in your career. Were there any interesting things as far as STEM activities or classes that got you interested? When did you first hear about the word engineering?
Okay, so from an interest standpoint, and particularly what would have been first, would have been mathematics. And that seemed to intrigue me in terms of working with numbers. In actuality, I thought about actually going into accounting, but decided that didn't really have enough complex math for me and eventually moved into engineering. But so it was math that was had the light bulb to go on with respect to my interest in engineering. And back when I was in school, we had elementary, junior high, and then high school. And so junior high school consisted of seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. And it was in that environment where one of my teachers was married to an engineer. And for whatever reason, nothing happens by chance. So, but for whatever reason, we had that conversation. And from there, one of my sisters actually gave me a pamphlet. And the title of that pamphlet was, "Can I Be an Engineer?" And to this very day, I still use that pamphlet when I talk to high school kids.
You still have the same pamphlet?
I still do.
Very good.
Yes, I still do.
Very good. So that's some of your inspiration for getting into engineering. Are there any particular role models that beyond the teacher and the husband, are there any other hidden figures that might have influenced you?
Correct. The influence for me, and I would suspect for most kids, would be the home. You know, my mother, although she has passed, was a key influence to me doing what I have been able to do, along with the siblings supporting me. And then, of course, outside of that, network, there were key individuals who mentored me, Dr. Dabibi being one, and Dr. Dikanji being another. I met them when I was at Southern University, and they are, our paths crossed, and they are one of the main reasons I can be called a doctor until the day I pass.
Very good.
Yes. So that seed was planted, and you know, I was able to stand on the shoulders of giants, and you know, here I am, and I do the same thing. I pay it forward.
Okay, very good. So it sounds like you've had a very interesting and fruitful type of career in engineering. Are there any surprising things that have happened in your career? Any cautionary tales, or maybe some positive and negative experiences that you would like to share?
Well, you know, we always have plans as an individual, and I'm definitely a planner, but I'm also, over the years, have come to learn that plans can be changed. And also, I've learned very early on that you can rewrite your script. You don't have to stay boxed in. And some people, I think they believe that they have to. But fortunately for me, that was not the case. And whatever surprises that did come along, and there were those that did, it's always about being able to, about how you handle it, as opposed to allowing it to overtake you. If there were some cautionary tales that I would have to, that I could share is, you know, you always want to be cognizant of your environment, and you, you want to truly do things, that, at least for me, can help others, because there was just so many folks who helped me to be who I am today. Okay. And that's kind of how I sum that up in responding to that question.
All right. So if you could identify in any moment in history, what would be your 15 minutes of fame? So people would know you in history because you are the first person who maybe have done what?
Okay. You're wanting to pull those first out of me, right? Well, to start off with, I am the first African American to receive a PhD from Georgia Tech School of Civil Engineering.
Okay.
I'm also the first African-American and the first female to serve as the department head for civil and environmental engineering. I did that on a permanent basis from 2004 up until about January of 2011, which was one of the main reasons that I came to Prairie View, is to take on that leadership role. Mm-hmm. So those are on the academic side of the house, being a first. If I go into the military side of the house, I'm the first in my family to receive what are called airborne wings. Those are individuals who actually jump out of planes.
Oh, and wow.
I see your eyes. Yeah, so throughout my career, that was something that was awarded to me. And so those would be some of the things that are considered as first for me.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing.
Sure, sure.
Well, I'd like to wrap up with a question, one or two other questions. And we know that in the time of COVID, things have kind of changed around. And so one of the things that happens is work kind of blends in with home and home activities and hobbies. So are there any hobbies or special interests that you have that you would like, that you do pursue? Are there any special activities or hobbies that you have that you would like to pursue when you're not in engineering mode?
Yes, exercising. One of the things that I've taken on is biking. And so I was able to obtain an older bike from a friend of the family and actually had it restored. And so I many times will use it for exercise around the neighborhood. So that's pretty much what I'll do. I am a big fan of looking at sitcoms that deal with the law. I did have an aspiration at various times throughout my career to want to go and obtain a law degree. But that has since passed, but I still enjoy a lot of sitcoms that focus in on the law. Those are intriguing to me, and I find them to be very enjoyable.
Okay. Well, great. Well, we're glad that you are still a part of the engineering community, especially here at Prairie View A&M University.
Thank you very much.
And so is there anything that you would like to share with the PV community that we haven't talked about yet?
No, I think we've covered a good number we've covered ground that, as I mentioned in the very beginning, I hope will be an inspiration to others who get to hear the interview.
Okay.
In that respect.
Excellent. Any bright perspectives for the future of Prairie View A&M Engineering that you'd like to share? Yeah, any future events coming up or just the outlook in general for Prairie View Engineering?
Well, I know that the college has a vision to grow, particularly its graduate program. And I also know that the university as a whole has a vision of transitioning from a predominantly teaching environment or teaching institution to one that is a combination of teaching and research. So, you know, those are goals that I hope to see occur. You know, I'm in my 17th year at Prairie View, and I do have a transition plan because one of the things that I did in 2010 was to open up my own engineering company. Okay. And I've been nurturing that as I've been in the teaching environment after relinquishing the administration position back in 2011. So I say all that to say that I see myself eventually going to be moving away. But before I do, I hope to see that those goals that I just mentioned about the college and the university, I hope to see them come to fruition before that time, because that's been a long goal that has been discussed. And I would just hope to see it actually come to fruition. Some concluding advice, and that would be to, focus on learning about the unforeseen nuggets that you'll encounter as you journey through life, because I have seen where those things that occur through my journey were just as rewarding and as exciting as what I had expected at the destination that I was pursuing. So that's, don't overlook those unforeseen embedded nuggets that you're gonna encounter.
Unforeseen embedded nuggets.
Yep. Yep.
Everyone should be expected to encounter something like that.
Sure, you got it.
Right. Very good. We have been interviewing and talking with Dr. Judy Perkins for Civil and Environmental Engineering. Thank you for sharing with us during National Women's History Month to tell us a little bit more about engineering at Prairie View and your role in that. So, Dr. Perkins, thank you very much.